and a modulating bridge, which is extremely brief at this point in time. All right, let us look at the recapitulation, because Mendelssohn plays with the order of the themes, and in doing so, he's trying to follow at least a little more the actual action of the play. If we take a look at the recap, we see, yes, we come back to Puck's theme, and we're talking about Act 4 at this point, where we're still in the forest, where everything ultimately is done right, I might say. Then Theme 3, we focus back on the lovers, because now all is made right among the lovers. The right person is back in love with the right person, and so forth and so on. Having done all of that, who comes riding to the supposed rescue? Remember what happens in the play. Once all the lovers have been reunited, or once that process of reuniting has begun, it's at this point that Theseus and Hippolyta and Aegeus come riding in, supposedly to find the missing kids. So that music is represented Bottom still has to be fixed. Timothy Bottom still has his ass's head. The lovers have been rescued, but now Bottom has to be rescued too. Having done that, having returned his regular head, I'm not sure they did him a favor, but it's done. Now, of course, riding in becomes our royal party. And so we hear theme two last in the recapitulation, because theme two has to play two separate roles. It has to represent the mortal world intruded truly in the shape of the king and the queen and Aegeus into the forest to check on the kids. And then theme two, here in the recapitulation, also has to represent the royal wedding. The return in Act 5, back to the mortal palace, the royal wedding, and the uniting in this ritual procedure called marriage of all of our various personae that we've met up to this point. After all, they're hiking about in the forest. So theme two comes back last, because that's when it should come back, representing as it does the royal characters. Finally, having done that, we get to the coda, and the coda is just absolutely magnificent. But what we'll listen to right now is 542, that is when theme two does come back in the recapitulation, up to 620, up to the coda, and I would read you from your word scores, because you'll also notice that when we come back to theme two in the recap, we don't do the phrases in the original order. First we do the horseback phrases, and then we do the royal blaring phrases, and again the answer should be obvious. If supposedly our royal mortals are riding to the rescue to end Act 4, then the riding music should come first. And if then theme two represents the royal wedding back at the palace, then the royal trumpet music should come second, and that's exactly what happens. 542, overlapping and descending winds and brass create the hoofbeat effect, and it is only after that is done that a joyful climactic passage, not macho or bombastic, but climactic in a naive, sweet sort of way, occurs, and that's the wedding. Finally, having done that, the Theseus theme, vigorous and royal, returns. Phrase A, phrase B, and I would point out it was those same two phrases that before, in the exposition, had been used for the cadence material. So theme two has an interesting role here in the recap. It plays three different parts in the play. It plays the end of Act 4, when the royalty comes riding to the supposed rescue. It plays the role of palace and wedding, and it also plays the role that it played before at the end of the exposition, a cadence section, something that brings us to a magnificent and rather pleasing conclusion. Let's listen to this shuffled theme too, allowing to play as it does three different roles within the drama of this movement. Phrase C. C prime. Extension.